From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President Joel Haggard has just returned from the World Food Expo in the Philippines, where he met with importers, processors, and other prospective buyers eager for U.S. beef. He notes U.S. beef export growth there is being driven in part by the proliferation of Korean-style barbecue restaurants, which use large volumes of U.S. beef short plate, a cut with little domestic demand but very popular in Asia. Through the first half of 2019, U.S. beef to the Philippines totaled nearly 10,000 metric tons, up 19% from a year ago. Produce suppliers are taking hard looks at packaging in terms of costs, materials, and environmental concerns. Rainier Fruit Company Vice President Andy Tudor tells thepacker.com, it's pretty obvious everybody is on track to reduce plastic and increase recyclability with an ultimate goal of packaging that's backyard compostable. Bruce Knobloch with Watsonville, California-based Monterey Mushroom says recycle and reuse are central to our packaging. Packaging manufacturers say they are aware of that evolution and are responding. While the number of dairies in the U.S. has shrunk significantly over the last 30 years, where those dairies are located hasn't changed much. In an AgWeb.com analysis of USDA data that includes only dairies with more than 50 cows, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania has the most dairies at 865. The first western state represented is California, where Tulare County resides at number 9. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.